to you and to which no inferior power has a right to take away.
It's 2 o'clock.
Our founders believed that it was the duty of the government to protect inalienable or God-granted rights from an encroachment or usurpation. This was made clear by James Wilson, one of only 6 founders who signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He was the 2nd most active member of the Constitutional Convention, speaking 168 times on the floor of the convention. He was a law professor nominated by President George Washington as an original justice to the U.S. Supreme Court, and in 1792 became the co-author of America's first legal commentaries on the Constitution. Wilson helped lay the foundation for a purely American system and started the first organized system of legal training in America. In fact, James Wilson conducted his legal training for students while simultaneously sitting as a justice on the Supreme Court. Wilson taught his students that specific protections found in our government's documents did not create new rights, but rather secured the old rights, that our documents were merely to acquire a new security for the possession or the recovery of those rights to which were previously entitled by the immediate gift by the unerring law of our all-wise and all-beneficent Creator. Wilson then asserted that every government which has not this in view as its principal object is not a government of a legitimate kind. The 2nd President of the United States of America, John Adams, agreed, declaring that rights are antecedent to all earthly government. Rights cannot be repealed or restrained by human laws. Rights are derived from the great legislator of the universe. Thomas Jefferson similarly explained that government is to declare and enforce only our natural rights and duties and to take none of them from us. The 2nd Amendment, as well as the other amendments, did not grant or bestow any new right on citizens. Rather, it simply recognized and provided, in the words of James Wilson, a new security to the already existing natural, God-given rights of the citizens for their own self-defense. As Alexander Hamilton affirmed, the Supreme Being gave existence to man, together with the means of preserving and beautifying the existence. He invested him, man, with an inviolable right to personal liberty and personal safety. Since the right to self-defense was an inalienable personable right, the 2nd Amendment simply assured each citizen that he would have the tools necessary to defend his life, family, or property from aggression, whether from an individual or a government. The 2nd Amendment simply secured in writing a right which God had already conferred on his creation, was confirmed in the legal commentaries that undergirded American law. One such commentary was Blackstone's Commentary on Laws, the most influential legal commentary at the time of the framing of the 2nd Amendment. Originally introduced in America in 1766, while America was still a British colony, Blackstone's eventually became the standard for American attorneys and judges. In fact, Thomas Jefferson observed the American lawyers used Blackstone's with the same dedication and reverence that Muslims used the Quran concerning the right of the citizens to own and use arms. Blackstone's declared, "The right of the citizens that I shall present mention is that of having arms for their defense. This is the natural right of resistance and self-preservation when the sanctions of society and laws are found insufficient to restrain the violence of oppression. To vindicate these rights when actually violated or attacked, the citizens are entitled, in the first place, to regular administration and free course of justice in the courts of law. Next to the right of petitioning the government for redress of grievances, and lastly, to the right of having and using arms for self-preservation and defense." Not only did the 2nd Amendment secure what Blackstone had called the right using arms, for the natural rights of resistance and self-preservation, but our founders further believed that it was a duty for every citizen to be willing to exercise that right when necessary.
Near the close of 1776,
when the prospects of our success to establish America
as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "You shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hey guys, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hello friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, folks, moving into Christmas here real quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com's got a brand new facelift. Check it out. Tell us what your thoughts are. If you want to see who we are, what it is that we've been doing, you're new here, that's where you need to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's S-O-N-S of LibertyRadio.com. And or go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Everything you need to see and everything that you need to know about who we are is right over there. We have 8 to 10 articles posted every single day giving you answers concerning what it is that so many declare that they want, bringing about the resolve to the issues. We're giving you biblical and constitutional answers. Check out those articles from those that are in the culture war. Also wanted to let you know really quick, friends, and I mean really quick, go over to the store here. All of the orders that are made now will still be to your front door before Christmas Day. I just want to let you know that they will be sent out the following day. We got brand new designs and everything for you guys. They're great conversational starters. They're always backed up by scripture as to what we're talking about. And again, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store and the orders will go out the very next day. USPS says 3 to 5 days. We say 2 to 3 days, but it is Christmas time, so I could stand corrected on that. Now, listen, folks, I just want to get into this again because we're going to be talking about the tyrants of today are the very reason for the Second Amendment. And what we see is many of the people in this country, not too many, but some, are succumbing and subjugating themselves to the very tyrants that our forefathers threw off over 250 years ago, okay? Again, let me say it. The title of the show today is The Tyrants of Today Are the Very Reason for the Second Amendment. What are the tyrants of today doing, friends? They're opening the floodgates to illegals. They're committing the act of treason. Simultaneously, they're trying to disarm you. Let me say it again. And it's not just this uniparty system, friends. It's both sides simultaneously. Like, for example, right now, Donald Trump's criminal administration is trying to disarm. They're trying to create gun registration, trying to commit the Hegelian dialect where they get the foot in the door. And folks, they take 2 steps forward, 1 back. They got their foot in the door to the get and to gain the step that they wanted originally. And so it is. And that's how it begins. Incrementally, you are being completely, friends, stripped of your God-given rights. And the only way that your God-given rights are ever taken away, friends, is if you forfeit them. I want you to understand the difference between a privilege and a right. We have God-given rights. The tyrants of the day want you to believe somehow or another we're here to serve them, and it's a privilege given unto us by them in their good graces. Nonsense. That is not who we are. That's never who we've been, friends. And the fact of the matter is, we're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes. Something I wanted to hit really quick as well. And by the way, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, top left side of the page, and or Before It's News, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well, you can do so. If you want to call in anytime, 281-845-4704. You guys were all kind of quiet yesterday, and I know I was machine gunning. I was literally hosing information out there as quickly as I could because I'm always trying to stay on top of the game. So you're going to have to quicken yourselves a little bit, friends, and get caught up with what is in fact going on. But we are sticking to pertinent issues, and we are doing our best to empower and equip people by giving them knowledge concerning what the issues are. Like, for example, yesterday, Tim Walz was talking about how he committed, you know, he wrote out two executive orders. He's under accusation right now, an allegation of over 60 different, I'm pulling one up right now, 60 different investigations, open investigations. He's been caught as being one along with Ilhan Omar and none other than Keith Ellison on a hot mic where they all have direct ties to the Smolian ring. Fraud ring, stealing tens of millions of dollars. It's now going into the billions of dollars. But what's happening, friends, instead of him playing the defensive, he wants to get on the offensive. So he comes about and says, well, we need to sign some executive orders, which are not executive in any sense of the word. And I'm trying to get people to understand that it's null and void. He doesn't have the authority. So when he says he's going to go ahead and restrict gun rights, you just tell him, no, you're not going to restrict gun rights because we never delegated that authority to you to restrict our God-given rights. It's truly that simple. Will it come to a war? Well, I can tell you this right now. If he wants to go door to door stripping men in the United States of America of their God-given rights to bear arms, you can rest assured it's not going to be Tim Walz. Did you hear what I said? It's not going to be Tim Walz. He's going to have some other useful idiots that are declaring that they're just doing their job by illegally disarming the American people. What was interesting and what people need to pay attention to is the fact that Tim Walz has a security detail armed to the hilt, warring against the very people that he's supposed to defend by magnifying the law and the enumerated laws found within. Now, I'm telling you, Americans, no, they're done. No more. Nah. Okay, and that's the reason for the title, that the tyrants of today are the very reason that we have a Second Amendment. So let me go to the next point really quick, if I can tee this one up. You guys have been paying attention to what's going on with this Erica Kirk and her fraud and no digital footprint and all the lies she's being caught in, and how many people speculate that it's a honeypot. Many people are even speculating if this alleged assassination even went down. I mean, it goes on and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. Okay, I just want to make clear, and it goes on. There's so many questions. People are trying to put answers together, but that's all they have is questions. So it's from one question to another question. So what we do is we go back to what Jesus told us in Matthew 7:16-20, and he says, you judge them by their fruit, by what they do. So that's what we're doing here, okay? But you've been seeing this little game going on between Candace Owens, you know, the go-to girl and the one that declares that she's the only Mason in the TPUSA family and all this, that, and the other thing. And the mainstream media, along with Fox News, the entertainment platform, is doing their best to keep this little catfight going between Erica and Candace. And I told you Candace was doing nothing but dangling a carrot in front of the American people, and it's going to come to nothing. And guess what happened? It came to nothing, just like I told you it would. I mean, people, does it ever get to the point where you're ashamed of what you give your time to? And the reason I'm saying that is because I want you to catch this. When I come on the back of the other side, I'm going to show you, you know, all those pro wrestlers, the WWF, the WWE, so on and so forth. You know, all of them that have been put up against each other as arch enemies, one against another. Did you know that more than not, they're actually behind closed doors, best of friends? Did you know that more than not, behind closed doors, friends, they're actually traveling together, practicing the show as they deceive the people into giving them money for tickets to enter into the stadium to watch their lives and their contrived lies, just like what you see in politics today, because there's absolutely no difference. Remember what Jesse Ventura said? He said politics and pro wrestling are identical. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. Speaking of Erica and Charlie Kirk's wife, the little honeypot herself, Erica Kirk. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. So I was just talking about this little game going on between Candace and Erica Kirk, and Erica Kirk coming out and, you know, whining about what Candace is doing and how Candace is making hundreds of thousands of dollars, without saying her name, of course, per episode of, you know, the go-to girl Candace. And what's interesting is at the same time as Erica's accusing Candace, Erica's actually made $100,000 or $100 million off of the alleged assassination of her husband. Again, for those that didn't know. So what's the difference? There's absolutely no difference. And I'm highlighting this for the very purpose, friends, that I told you it was all going to come to nothing. And it's exactly what happened, because people aren't paying attention to the fact that the same money going into TPUSA coming from modern-day Israel, which means that's your money, Americans, that's going over to modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, and then they're reallocating their money to use against our own people to basically set up media influencers to basically keep the people confused and divided. Daniel 9-7, that's a fact. And Candace Owens is receiving the same monies as Erica Kirk is. So what's the difference? There isn't one. Here, let me show you how I can best explain this. Because you guys have all seen pro wrestling, and a lot of people, I don't understand it. They know that they're being lied to. They know that pro wrestling is completely fake. But yet they continuously pay $100 a ticket to go in and watch them pretend that they're actually arch enemies. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about really quick.
Fans were shocked when Brock Lesnar broke Undertaker's legendary WrestleMania winning streak. But they were also shocked to learn that in real life, The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar are best friends. Most recently, the two were spotted dining together the night before the Greatest Royal Rumble. One of Triple H's closest friends in WWE is Kurt Angle, which might surprise some fans, since the two faced each other at WrestleMania 34 in a mixed tag team match. But in reality, the two love to have fun together and joke around. One of the biggest feuds of the past few years was between Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. But during the height of their feud, pictures were posted online that revealed that the two are actually great friends. And since then, even more pictures of them hanging out together have come out, including one of them having dinner together. And a sign that Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns are truly friends, now off-screen and on-screen, is when they appeared at a WWE event in South Africa as they held up the country's flag, showing fans that their feud is officially over. Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton might be rivals on television, but in real life, they are the exact opposite. Ever since Randy Orton joined WWE, he has been close with Jeff Hardy. And before Jeff left for Impact Wrestling, they traveled on the road together. And now that they are on SmackDown together, they can pick up where their friendship left off. Finn Balor and Seth Rollins have had their share of matches against each other, and they aren't exactly friendly when appearing on television together. But in real life, the two have grown closer than ever since wrestling at NXT together. They often travel together and show no signs of the competitiveness between them that we see on TV.
And they're selling out auditoriums, friends, stadiums.
WrestleMania 28 and 29 against each other, and some fans wondered if their on-screen feud was real. But the truth was revealed after WrestleMania 29, when The Rock and John Cena embraced backstage after their grueling match. The Rock and John Cena.
I don't know what's wrong with this guy and why he keeps talking like this. But
that will star
you're getting the point, aren't you? I hope.
Ronda Rousey and Stephanie McMahon's feud made headlines around the world, but in truth,
around
their
the
feud
world.
Was just a storyline for TV.
For
and
TV,
in real life, they became fast friends when Triple H
you guys understand, right? It's all
Rousey
fake
about signing with WWE.
It's all fake. Both their sides are capitalizing financially off the stupid people that are buying their tickets, right? Right? You guys all understand that? Yeah, you guys all remember Ric Flair and Roddy Piper. You guys all remember those guys? Remember how they were sold as arch enemies one against another? Yeah, just to show you to the extreme, here's Ric Flair right here and a Roddy Piper, his best man at his wedding, okay? Folks, what you need to understand is they're not enemies, okay? They're both capitalizing off the ignorance of the people that believe their nonsense, their lies, okay? It's the same thing with politicians. You're sold that the right is against the left and against the left is against the right. Nonsense. They're both sides are pushing the same narrative, friends. Am I right or am I wrong? It's absolutely what they're doing. That's why it's called a uniparty system and nobody buys their nonsense except people that don't pay attention to the voice of guys like me that are willing to tell you that you're being lied to. Okay, what am I talking about? Well, go back to Candace Owens and Erica Kerr. Well, isn't that interesting? Now they're the best of friends, right? Just the best of friends, and they both of them totally agree with one another now, just so we can put all this to rest, friends. Here's Erica Kerr at Candace Owens' wedding. And how could it be otherwise, knowing that Candace Owens is receiving the same money that TPUSA is receiving from the Rothschilds, the Zionist of the day? Again, just want to make clear that you all understand that you're being lied to. Oh, and this applies to sports too. This also applies, friends, to what's going on in the NFL. I've highlighted over and over again, friends, from the people that are on the inside out concerning the legal side of the rigging that's been going on in the NFL or in the NFL, that it's completely rigged. Even the football players are coming out now and telling you when they go to boot camp, it's not about boot camp. It's about playing out the plays. Okay, that they're going to be used for in this acting, or should I say this outlet of acting and deceiving the people into believing that it's a real game. A lot of people are awake to this now. Okay, how do they get away with it? They got to get a quarterback and they use the refs. That's what they do. Okay, and again, it's all premised on a rigging system. It goes for basketball. We've heard Shaq O'Neal say at the beginning of the season, where is the playoffs going to be? Who's the champion? They already know who's going to get hurt, who's going to be promoted. They know all of that. Why? Because it's all scripted. The same thing with politics. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s? He said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. What is it people don't understand? You're seeing this with The Simpsons. You're seeing this with other cartoons now, friends. Concerning how they're pre-planning through soothsayers exactly how they're playing out our reality. That's the purpose, and that's the importance of the Word of God right there. It absolutely is, okay? I want to show you something. Here's a lady here, because she's won. And again, I told you this was going to happen. TPUSA dropped from the top 10 down to 94 after Charlie Kirk's alleged assassination. And I'm going to hold on to the word alleged, friends. Because as I've said, there's more questions than there is answers. There's no autopsy. Erica Kirk's been caught lying about the autopsy. We have the actual video coming from the doctor saying that they signed off that there was no autopsy. It's going back and forth. This is all there to keep the people distracted from what matters the most. And yet the American people keep giving it to these organizations. I don't know how that's faring for them right now, but we do know that she's been capitalizing off of this alleged assassination since his death. In the millions, tens of millions. She was just in Mar-a-Lago a week and a half ago selling $10,000 plates. Having a time of her life, smiled from cheek to cheek, friends. And you know what's interesting about this whole allegation of Charlie Kirk, speaking of which? I have yet to see one of these people that have been around Charlie Kirk where you see genuine brokenness. I have not seen one of them. I've seen them capitalize. I've seen them ride on into the train of Charlie Kirk, riding him out for everything that they can possibly get, trying to get clicks for clickbaits and saying, oh, you know, I was best friends with Charlie, this, that, and the other thing. And I've heard how many people say that, but I've not seen any genuine brokenness or a care for who Charlie Kirk was. Even from those that claim that Charlie Kirk was just like a son. I'm not seeing any tears, man. I'm not seeing any brokenness. I mean, you want to talk about the love of many will wax cold. My goodness, folks, we're here. And why is that? Because of the workers of lawlessness. Let me go over and play a piece for you really quick. This lady has something to say about Candace Owens, because I think Candace Owens, what she just did, friends, is she just cut off 90% of those that were playing up to her. I've got all the answers, the go-to girl. You know, I've got all this insight and all this information. I've even seen the film. She shared none of this with the people. That should have been the people's first clue as to who she was and who she is. And again, remember, they both sides have capitalized off the American people. But here, the American people are awake. Listen to this carefully.
Just have one message for Candace Owens, and that is, remember, Candace, how you spoke about how many people forgot that we, the people, like the ones that aren't in the club, we're not as stupid as you think. And today, your podcast about your meeting with Erica behind closed doors, right just in time for America Fest, according to your fans, it didn't go that well. And I'm one of them. Lost my entire platform on TikTok for just defending you against Nick Fuentes, and now I'm really wondering. Not one of these comments, Candace is supporting you, and it's not that everyone's turning on you. It's that you offered us a fucking burger today. You didn't ask Erica any real questions, like, Erica, what'd your dad do for a living? Erica, why did they take Charlie to the hospital the farthest away? Hey, Erica, what did your mom do for a living? Erica, how much money have you made off of Charlie's? And, I don't
exactly.
know. About
so
10
there you
other
have
questions.
It. Be right back.
That will never.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well, then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866-866 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay, so, well, I'm sure I hit some of your pride out there. Jeremiah 11:13, God despises the idolatry. Okay, so here, let me show you how all this works, okay? And again, I say this in all sincerity, and we're just going to get into the topic here about the tyrants of today are the very reason for the Second Amendment. So here we go. So Tim Walz from the state of Minnesota, the installed governor, he's installed. We all know that, right? Same thing with Keith Ellison. It applies to him too. And Ilhan Omar, okay? This is, by the way, this is being uncovered all over the country. Luke 12:2 as well. And what's interesting, talking about the Somalian fraud. But what's interesting here is just a couple months back, they were being scrutinized by the people and law enforcement. They were being exposed for their crimes. Okay. And I'm talking about this Feeding the Future scam. And so with that, I'm telling you, they were getting grilled and it was becoming very real. People in the state of Minnesota were beginning to feel like we're getting a little momentum here. I was in contact with senators and representatives and sheriffs and everything. And I am in constant contact with these people concerning what needs to be done here because we need judgment upon the heads of these wicked, evil traitors that are guilty of treason. Now, with that, Amy Klobuchar was a part of that as well, and she was just being exposed for funneling and reallocating taxpayer money into her campaign and her re-election campaign. And again, she was being exposed for that. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there was this school shooting in a Catholic school in the state of Minnesota. Now, I want you to understand these are the same players at every given scenario. So you got to question everything that you're being told concerning all the false flags that we've been exposing for the last how many years in this country. It's your said representatives, the corrupt in the halls of government, that are using agencies to create the crisis so they can do what? Disarm the people. Okay, we're going to get into that in a moment as well. But with that, friends, and that's what I'm highlighting, with that, all of a sudden, here's a school shooting taking place. And what I didn't know is, unbeknownst to me, is I'm talking to some music industry people on the East Coast and on the West Coast. And I ended up talking to a guy I haven't talked to in a while, where he's actually one of those guys that puts you on tour. And with that, I called him in Minnesota after I was talking to my music buddies on the East and the West Coast. And I asked him how things were going. And he sounded down in the mouth. And I said, what's going on? And he said, well, my wife just happened to be in the classroom that shooting just took place at today. And I said, okay, well, let's just touch base, you know, in a couple days and just let it settle and we'll take it from there. So what I did is I waited about 3 or 4 days. I ended up calling him back and I said, I wanted to know, did anybody see anybody? Was there any eyewitnesses to the shooter? He said, no, my wife and my child was in that classroom and bullets came through the window. Okay. And that's what he had said. And so what I did is I went online and I looked for eyewitnesses to the shooter. And there was only one person that actually had any eyewitness of a guy getting out of a car dressed in black shooting at a parking lot in Minneapolis right by the school. That was it. I called the sheriff. I asked him, does anybody have an eyewitness account of the shooter? I called a senator. Does anybody have an eyewitness account of the shooter? I called a representative, those that are in the inside. Nobody had an eyewitness of the shooter. But now all of a sudden, before you knew it, it was Tim Walz, Amy Klobuchar, Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison were no longer being scrutinized. And before you knew it, friends, no eyewitnesses, no information whatsoever. Here comes the said governor, Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Amy Klobuchar, in unison coming out and saying, we have to call for gun bans. Do you hear what I said? No evidence of none of this. There's a chief of police down there who has sold his soul to the devil. He looks like an absolute stooge to those that he's playing up to. And he goes right along with every scenario. Even this whole thing with George Floyd, friends, the police could have came out and blew this whole thing open. Everything was covered up. The FBI was called in. They were bringing in paid provocateurs from other cities to do what people in Minneapolis would have never done during that particular time. And no, it wasn't as big as they wanted you to believe it was. They always bolster the effect that they want because they want to work the not just the effect, but the response of the people by bolstering what they claim took place when in fact it doesn't happen that way. It rarely does. Okay? So where are we at today? So it went from them being scrutinized for their tyranny, and then now go forward just a couple months, and what are they doing again? It went from them being scrutinized, called out for all of their ties with the Somalian groups, basically the ones that are responsible for orchestrating it. And I'm talking about Ilhan Omar, who actually introduced it, Keith Ellison, who's caught on a hot mic, and then Tim Walz, who was pointed out by over 400 employees saying that he is personally responsible for that fraud. You with me? I hope so. And then before you know it, what do we see? We see the federal government complicit with the crime. Dr. Oz, a Zionist, gets involved because they're using the Muslims to do the things that they want to use them for as mercenaries to sweep away the Zionist opposition. That's exactly what it is. You need to pay attention to what I'm telling you So when you see it again, you're going to be able to identify who the enemy is. It's the Zionists pulling the strings, friends. It's the Zionists bragging about how they're controlling your president. It's the Zionists that are bragging about controlling your Congress. It's the Zionists that are coming out and saying, we use the Muslims as a broom to sweep away our political opposition. Hello? Hello? What are they doing today? Ilhan Omar's on CNN again, smiling, laughing it up, not worried about a thing. Where's Keith Ellison? Where's Tim Walz? They're out there saying, you know what? We're going to create two executive orders, which are completely unconstitutional. And they're going to, and what are they doing? They're magnifying the crimes that they continuously tolerate, that they hope to happen. And if they don't happen, they just create them through false flag crimes. Sitting there talking about what's going on over in Australia, which is now found to have been a false flag attack. Using crisis actors once again, and guys like me are conspiracy theorists. Well, the people in the masses play the fool only to find out what we're telling you is true. You know, some people look at a guy like me and say, man, you know, we laugh at you because you're, you know, you're different. Well, I laugh at you because you're just as stupid as everybody else is. And that's a fact. And that is the truth of the matter. Look at this, friends. Governor Walz signs two executive orders. They don't apply here. I'm just telling you that. They don't apply here. I don't care what this treasonous devil has to say. This guy has promoted everything and anything that our God forbade. And that is not an over-exaggeration in any sense of the word. Tim Walz can go pound sand. Even when his orders came out concerning the shutdown of small businesses while he was what? Driving traffic to his corporate buddies and his local buddies in Minnesota. We said, nope. You can go ahead and tell anybody what you want to tell them. It doesn't mean that they have to obey. And guess what? I didn't and I will not. You call me what you will. But his executive orders, friends, are null and void. The American people need to get back on the offensive and hold these criminals accountable for the act of treason and their fraud against the people of the state. That's the message America claims they want. You just got it. Now it's left up to you to respond to heaven and your brothers and your posterity on the behalf of your country. That's a fact. Okay? And listen to me. I don't care what Keith Ellison says. He's a clown. And every time he says something and you obey him, you're adding more strength to that little coward than he deserves. Same thing with Ilhan Omar. Friends, if you're waiting for the federal government to prosecute these people, they're not going to prosecute them. They're just as guilty as the ones that you want them to prosecute. That's what you haven't figured out. They're defrauding the American people. They just signed another, what, omnibus bill? Just a week and a half ago through Judas Mike Johnson, Luke 22:48. And you think, well, they're defrauding you. Do you think that they care about who's defrauding you in your state? Absolutely not. They're protecting each other and their crimes. And that will be temporary. That will be temporary. Their offenses carry their own judgments, friends, and rest assured they're coming. Galatians 6:7. But as long as I'm here, I'm not playing along with it. I'm not going to pretend with them. Say what you will. I want you to listen to this clown for a minute, okay? And then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty during the last segment. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it, 281-845-4704.
They've been saying it since that horrific day at Annunciation. They continue to say it. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I've traveled across the state. These folks have traveled across.
This is all deflection.
Across the states. I've said in town halls, the deep sense of frustration, the deep sense of anger, the deep sense of grief and loss around gun violence, and to watch people stand and deflect and word salad about everything of this. There's too damn many guns and the wrong types of guns on the street, and I don't want to hear how do you define assault weapon. I damn sure can assign what it is and describe what it is and tell you what it does. And unfortunately, we have a whole bunch of parents now who know a lot more about what these weapons were meant to do.
Okay, the weapons that were meant to do, you better remember, friends, that they were the ones that were advocating that mass murderers go into public schools in the first place by creating guns. 7 free zones to commit the crimes against the innocent that they have. It's time for the American people to understand lawfully that it's guys like Tim Walz and Keith Ellison and the Ilhan Omars and the such across the boards that are responsible for the 97% of all mass shootings that have taken place in this country, because mass shooters look for gun-free zones that are completely unconstitutional. You want to put this into perspective, friends? I just did. This is the same clown, by the way, that wants you to believe that 70% of the American people want to bring forth restrictions on magazines that carry more than 30 rounds. Really? Hey, friends, here, let's just expose that for what it is. There's 393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people, and this tyrant wants you to believe that somehow or another the people are saying, he's telling you the truth now. He wants you to believe that he's telling you the truth now. That, listen, 70% of the people want these executive orders. No, 393 million people have their guns because of your orders, because of tyrants like you. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I'm going to take this call, but I want to say this first. 16,171,072 firearms were sold in 2024. But this clown, this tyrant, wants you to believe that 70% of the people are saying we need to get rid of these guns. Really, the only ones that want you to get rid of the guns, friends, are those that mean to rule over you. It's just that simple. The only ones that are going after your guns are the ones that are guilty of committing crimes against you. They're tyrants. They're at war with what our forefathers established. These are those that our forefathers warned us of. That's why they gave us the Second Amendment. I want to remind you, these are God-given rights. They are not privileges. This guy needs to, and I've said this before, friends, if you don't put these people where they belong in a representative position, and I'm talking, hey, Walz is way behind that. Ellison's way behind, way beyond that. Ilmar is way beyond that, folks. She needs to be lawfully held accountable for her fraud. You know, I mean, again, you know that she's aggrandized her wealth up to $30 million during the same time that this feeding the field future fraud went down. And they all have friends. Again, these people need to be held with, to accountable and to account. And what are they doing? They're going after you again. This is what they do. This is what unchecked power looks like, America. Unchecked by the American people. That's what this is all about. That's what's going on here. Okay? These guys, when they come out and they're anti-gun this, they are lying from their ears to ear. There's no truth in these people, John 8:44. They need to read Proverbs 19:9. But that applies to this life as well. But there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of the American people. And he wants you to believe that somehow or another, Americans, that 70% of the people in this country have had enough. No, they've had enough of you. Matter of fact, if the courts would uphold the laws against those that are committing crimes, we wouldn't be in this predicament in the first place. I highlighted yesterday the man that took that girl and set her on fire in Chicago just a week and a half ago. Did you know that he was actually prosecuted, if you want to call it that? You know, soft judges slapping the hands only to create hardened criminals. Over 70 times he was arrested. He wasn't worried about the consequence. That's why he set her on fire. It's because of guys like Walls. It's because of whatever you want to, scoundrels, stooges like these guys. Okay? And I'm just here again today for a second time to reaffirm what I said yesterday. No. I don't care what Walls says. He's a criminal. And the state knows it. The country knows it. The guy's outside of himself. He's dangerous to himself. Okay? John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, brother. A good musician passed away about three and a half weeks ago named Todd Snyder, and he wrote a song called Stats, as far as the, you know, the percentages and all of that. It's a very good song. But the minutia from both sides is to keep everyone confused. Say you were talking about the football, basketball, baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, if they just watch a movie, all of the people that play those games could watch The Jones Plantation, and it's, you know, it is a good representation movie made in the past 5 years. I don't know these people, but I think it was directed by Drew Treglia. But if these people would just watch this, I think they would understand how we're all being played.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, and I think statistically, you can see just that. We're losing our country.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's crazy about it, too, thank you for the phone call. What's crazy about it is the American people care more about a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball than they do standing up for their own children in the womb that are being murdered 3,000 to 4,000 every single day. And do you think that the Lord's not going to judge a nation like that? People, you need to wake up and open up your eyes because you are in it. You are in it. You are being assailed at every given front. I want to stick to the topic here, but good point. Thanks for the call, my friend. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I brought this up yesterday. Tim Walz, all the fraud that's going on here. Here's a friend of Donald Trump, wife of Ed McMahon. And it's interesting that he's made billions of dollars off defrauding people through what? Pro wrestling, which is a complete fraud. And his wife's saying of what? Governor Walz, he needs to resign. I mean, you can't even make this up. Hey, folks, all of those people that are in prison, they need to be released because they just need to resign from the crimes that they're guilty of. And P.S., if you're paying attention to what's going on through none other than Barack Obama, Pritzker from Illinois, Newsom from California, these governors are releasing felons back onto the streets of America. Are you paying attention, Americans? Are you paying attention, Americans? You're the ones I'm trying to protect. You're the ones that I'm loving on. Okay? All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used against the command of the party. Who said that? Mao Zedong. Oh, you guys probably thought that was Tim Walz. No joke, right? What about Adolf Hitler, April 11th, 1942? He said the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows us that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non, Latin for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. In other words, those that are boots on the ground. Okay? No, no, no. We have to use foreigners to do that. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. Folks, here, let me just give you the quick rundown as quick as possible, okay? Here it is. Germany established gun control in 1938. From 1939 to 1945, 13 million others, dissidents and the such, were exterminated after they were rounded up, after they forfeited their God-given rights. Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. Maybe they created a bunch of like 87 unconstitutional agencies during that particular time in that country, and what they did is they sold them agencies as there to protect the people, but what we'll do is we'll militarize them, we'll weaponize them, and then when we need to, we'll use them to war against our own people. That's exactly what they did. 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control from 1929 to 1953. 20 million dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, "War can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun." This is not difficult to understand, friends. Tim Walz and what he's doing right now is a prime example. Same thing with Pam Bondi. Okay? War can only be abolished through war, he said. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. You think that, folks, a government, and keep in mind, did these governments during their particular time, did they actually illegally sanction the murder of their own children like you've allowed your government to do, Americans? Nope. Nope. It's amazing how the American people look at these dictators as being these monsters of the past. They're not paying attention that what they do is they keep the mirror of God's law away from their own faces so that they're not condemned for what they tolerate, so that they're not condemned for what they are guilty of. Well, America, lump it, leave it, like it, lump it. It matters not. The law of God is perpetual in the spirit, and he's at war with anything that stands in the way of the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. And the wrongs will be righted under his judgment, and that's where America's at today. Okay? Idi Amin, president of the Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, "I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I do not let any superpower control me." That sounds like Satan himself, Isaiah 14, starting verse 12. You can also find that in Ezekiel 25, the characteristics of the devil. You can see it through your said representatives today, America, as well. Them that come to steal, kill, and destroy, that's exactly what they do. Read John 10:10. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, ignorant individuals, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. I can go on, I can go on, I can go on. I want to end with this. Listen carefully, tyrants. The Constitution shall never be construed to authorize our representative government, in any sense of the word, to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. We'll talk to you in 23, folks. Again, your orders, they're made today. They will go off first thing in the morning. We will talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya.